FM 90.3 WJTL, Mercy, me and Sam Wesley on our way. Good morning to you at 7:03.
We've been talking about the new movie that just came out for the past 2 weeks. It's called The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. It's directed by Dallas Jenkins, the creator of The Chosen. It's about the unruly Herdman kids that hijack the town's sacred Christmas pageant and our hearts. The Christmas comedy for families is now playing in theaters. It's rated PG. Make sure you're listening all weekend for chances to win a pair of tickets to see this movie. All the details are at our contest blog at WJTL.com.
This morning, our very special guest, Sophia Mapes, is the foster care coordinator with Kobe's Family Services. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning. Thanks
so
for having me.
So wonderful to have you here. Tell us about Kobe's Family Services.
Yes. So Kobe's is a nonprofit human service agency, and we're providing services related to foster care, adoption, family life education, and counseling.
I know one of the things we do here is you always put up when you have your foster care info sessions. What's it like for a family that is interested in foster care?
Correct. So they can reach out at kobes.org/fostering just to get a little bit more information. But our info sessions, basically, you'll log on, you'll meet with our foster care either our like supervisor or one of our resource home supervisors, and they'll kind of talk you through the process. So what that looks like is you will go in person. I believe it's they're revamping it a little bit. So it's going to be about, I think, 4 or 5 sessions in person, and then you'll do some videos, some homework. And then once you make it through that, that's when you start like the deep, deep stuff. So you'll get your home study done, you'll have interviews, and you'll kind of lay out your preferences, things like that.
What's the state of foster care in our area right now? How many kids are out there? Why do kids become foster care children? Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. So kids come into care for many different reasons. Abuse, neglect, mental health struggles of birth parents, sometimes their own mental health struggles, drug and alcohol. Sometimes it's just lack of a support system. And oftentimes we are finding that it can be generational. So some of our kiddos that are coming in, their birth parents are struggling. They were actually in the foster care system themselves.
Yeah.
And so what we kind of need right now is, so we're having a lot of kiddos come into care with complex needs. That can look like I said, mental health struggles, academic struggles. So we just need homes for kids that they're willing to walk through kind of the progress with them. We need people to be able to see the potential of the child, not just where they're at currently. You know, all of these kids have such amazing potential, and we just need people to walk through that journey with them.
Yeah. Do you have any kind of numbers? What kind of, need is there out there?
Oh, we have such a great need. I mean, we have referrals coming in. So we work with Lancaster and the surrounding areas. So like Lebanon, York, Dolphin, Schuylkill. And so what that looks like is they make referrals to us and they say, do you have a home for this child? This is their age. This is their behaviors, you know, and then we try to match them with one of our families that we believe that they would succeed in their home.
Yeah.
Right now, we're getting referrals in daily, and we just don't have the resources, unfortunately. We really need people to come, you know, step up and kind of be there for the community and support these kiddos. I would say right now, we typically average like 55 to 60 kids in our homes, and that's like on the lower end right now. We used to be around like 70, 75.
Okay, interesting. Is there a perfect family, or is there a prototypical family that you're saying you're looking for as foster care families? Older people who have already raised kids, people without children, is there anything like that?
So it can just be the whole gamut. Like we, we are looking for anybody who is just willing to put in the work, willing to walk with them and their, you know, their birth families too. Like it's a group effort, right? We need to be able to kind of wrap around. That's what Kobe's thing is. Like we wrap around services, right? So we offer our services to the children, to the resource parents, to the birth parents. And we just need somebody who's willing to put in the effort, be consistent, and provide love. I mean, none of us are perfect, right? So there is no such thing as a perfect foster family. We have single parents, we have older couples, we have younger couples, we have couples who have never parented and couples who have parented like 20 kids, you know? It's really just opening your heart, opening your home, and being willing to kind of support these families on this journey.
If listeners are interested in getting more information and becoming foster parents, what do they do?
So they can go to www.kobys.org/fostering and you can receive a lot more information, start a conversation about how to move forward with, you know, starting that, the whole process.
And how long have you been at Cobie's?
I've been at Cobie's for 7 years. So I started as a permanency caseworker, which is contracted through the county. So I was helping birth parents kind of walk through their journey, making referrals, getting them set up with their services to get their kiddos back. Then I moved over to be a foster care caseworker, and I was a foster care caseworker for about a year and a half, and then now I'm a foster care coordinator.
And what do you love about working at Cobie's?
Just the people. I mean, the atmosphere, the positivity, the support. We are we work so well together. We're such a team with between like my, you know, my unit's the foster care unit, the adoption unit, the family life education, the resource home. Like, we all work so well together to be able to support these families.
Check it out online, cobies.org. It's cobys.org/fostering. November is National Adoption Month, so we'll talk to Sophia more coming up, and maybe she can give us a little insight into that side of what Cobie's does. Music on the way from Passion, Josiah Queen, and more.